My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Really good day. All three phases, we got a lot of work in. We set out to accomplish, right, working a lot of situational football, and we were able to do that. Thought it was a clean practice on both sides. A lot of competitive juices flowing on both sides as well. So it was really good work. Happy that we were able to get that work in today.
All right, that was D'Amico Ryans. Joint practice yesterday with the Rams. That's the thing about a joint practice, man. There's so much stuff to go watch.
Right, because you got the defense
yeah. for the Texans going against the Rams offense on this field mm-hmm. and vice versa going on over here.
Yeah.
Which side do you pick more when you go to a practice like that?
Yesterday I ended up watching the offense more, partly because it seemed like the Rams offense wasn't working with the same tempo as the Texans offense. Like there were more plays being reeled off on the offensive side of the ball, it seemed, than on the defense. But it's funny. It's the way it worked out for me. There was a stretch where every time I looked over to the defensive side, Kamari Lassiter was breaking up a pass.
Yeah, he had a big day yesterday.
He was really he was really dialed in and doing a really good job. The young defensive backs for the Texans, who elicited some praise from Sean McVay, we'll play here in a second. Kalen Bullock showed his ranginess. There was a PBU on a tight end. There was another. He had an interception where Lassiter had disrupted a 50-50 ball, and there was Kalen Bullock. Like, Kalen Bullock's ranginess is going to be fun. As long as he can be trusted as a rookie and that, you know, he's out there not making that many rookie mistakes so they can put him on the field, I think they're going to want him out there as much as possible because he's a turnover waiting to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, or a big hit waiting to happen. Do not mistake his skinniness for a lack of at least aspirational physicality.
Yeah.
I don't know how hard he can really hit in the NFL, but I know he can arrive on the spot with great velocity, and he's not afraid to lower his shoulder. So there's some potentially really nice collisions coming this year.
It is interesting and we'll hear from McVay here in a second, as Seth pointed out. Actually, let's hear from him right now. Here's Sean McVay, Los Angeles Rams coach, very impressed with the Texans' young defensive backs.
I thought they did a really good job. I've been super impressed with Stingley from when he was coming out, and then you watch the production that he had last year, and I thought Petrie was all over the place. You know, Jimmy Ward is a guy that I've always respected because of the athleticism, the position flex, and what he enables them to be able to do as a safety or a guy that can drop down and, you know, play coverage on receivers or tight ends. But I thought, you know, Petrie's a guy that you can see he's really good. I mean, I felt them today, and, you know, they did a great job. And then obviously having, you know, two special guys coming off the edge makes a major difference.
Okay, a couple things. First, I like hearing an opposing coach say good things about Jalen Petrie.
Yeah.
Petrie seems to be one of those guys that even when our eyes tell us one thing, that D'Amico Ryan still stays very positive about him. And that's fine. They're doing that with Damian Pierce right now. We'll see how that plays out over the next couple of days. Game tomorrow at noon. You can hear it here on Sports Radio 610 with the Rams and the Texans. But the other thing I think of, Seth, is we always talk about the rookie contract with the quarterback mm-hmm. and what that allows you to do. Because the difference between what CJ is making now, $9 million versus what he's going to be making in a couple years, $60 million.
Right.
That allows you to do a lot of things. I think there's like micro versions of that around the roster too. And if you look at this secondary, Stingley's probably going to get paid here in the next year or two. But you got Jalen Petrie still with 2 years left on his rookie deal. And now you've got two rookies in Lassiter and Bullock that both look like future starters for you, and you've got them for 4 years on cheapo deals?
No, and this is a thing, too, where it's...
It doesn't look too big for them right now.
Well, and it's... I like that they were... You know, I was thinking about the Rams themselves as a organization, and you know, forever they had that reputation of screw them picks.
Yeah,
and people thought like, they don't have any picks. They actually had quite a few picks. They just did. They were in the mid rounds, and they didn't have first round picks. They traded away a bunch of those, but they nailed a lot of their mid round picks, in second and third round picks. So that's where the bread and butter. You look at most really good teams in the NFL these days. They've done really well in the second through seventh rounds.
You have to.
And Lassiter would be the ultimate in that regard. In that, look, the Texans didn't have a first round pick this year. We've grown quite used to that over these last several years.
They opted to move out of the first round.
But can you nail those second through seventh round picks? Lassiter is a guy that, look, a lot of cornerback is one of those positions where the elite traits are so coveted that the guys that get drafted high tend to be, you know, physical freaks, right?
Stingley.
Yeah, and it's also one of those positions kind of like edge rusher where you don't find as many elite guys or really, really good guys outside of the first round. But I think that this is what I would like about Lassiter if he continues to show this promise. It's that it feels like a Ravens draft pick. The Ravens take so many guys that don't test well but are just football players. They did it with Kyle Hamilton. They did it back in the day with Terrell Suggs. You know, Terrell Suggs set an NCAA record for sacks. Oh, but he ran a slow 40. Ravens get him, you know.
Have you been following this Wiggins kid they drafted from Clemson with the 30th pick?
Yeah.
Is lighting it up at camp.
So,
right
like,
now.
That's where, man, okay, draft a football player and get him at a bargain because he runs a 4.6 40.
That's Lassiter.
And yet we're seeing less and less where that 40 time actually matters. And that's what's encouraging to me, and especially if Bullock obviously works out. I mean, I'm still Blake Fisher. Just he needs to grow and develop. But I'm like, he's a second round pick, so that's where he gets drafted because people know that he needs some development. But I've liked his growth so far.
Yeah.
I don't feel he's ready for action the way that Bullock and Lassiter are.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. There's not one point in camp where I've looked at Kamari Lassiter and said, well, that guy looks slow.
Right. The first couple days, there were a couple times. So I was kind of waiting and see. And then and with hindsight, you're looking at it and you're realizing, like, he needed a little bit of time to adjust to NFL route running, I think, because he's got really good anticipation.
His instincts.
And
are
so great. When he can't, when that anticipation isn't really dialed in just yet, then yeah, you could see where he didn't necessarily have the catch up speed. But you don't, ideally, the guy doesn't have to use his catch-up speed all that often.
All right, I'm going to let you take the offensive line here. A former defensive lineman, what did you see? I was listening to The Drive yesterday, and Clint Sterner made it sound like CJ is going to get destroyed when week one rolls around.
This is where I think I disagree with some people and how the day went. I think there's some people that thought it was a resounding victory for the Texans. This is how scrimmages go, of course. Usually, I don't know. I don't ever remember a high school scrimmage where we didn't feel like we won the scrimmage.
There's no scoreboard.
The only time was when we went up against this guy, this team that was perennial state champs. We had like 18 kids on our football team, you know? So we played both ways.
Didn't win that day.
We had 18 kids and only like six actually good football players. So us six played every snap.
Right.
And we were, we lined up in our defense and would go against, it was Fairport, go against their offense. And they would rotate through their platoons of their first team offense, their second team offense, their third team offense. And it was just us on defense, the same guys out there on defense.
How tired were you?
I've never been so tired in my life. I never wanted to quit high school and go back and work on the farm so much. I was like, this is the worst. This is the worst beating I've ever taken. I think the offense had some really nice plays, but if you factor in the plays that the Rams made in the backfield or would have made in the backfield, I don't think you can. Let me cue this up a little bit, Ben. Let me get a little Bobby Brown in my life.
What?
Yes, because Bobby Brown, the nose tackle for the Rams, I mean, potentially multiple sacks on the day. That was his prerogative, Sean. My prerogative, the Texans offensive line at times was like, let Bobby Brown Get that Whitney Houston in his life.
Dude.
Give him whatever substances they want. Let's do it. You know what the offense? You know what? I blame the Texans offensive line for getting Whitney Houston hooked on cocaine. That's because they were going.
Way to go, juice
they
drugs.
They were propping up Bobby Brown. He was all over the place.
Oh, my God. The lyrics to My Prerogative are very much like someone who is just
he didn't give a damn.
Having his day in the back. Yeah. Don't give a damn. Gonna live my life.
Yeah, that's
right. It's the way that I want to live. I can do just what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
No one can tell me what to do.
No. That's
sure as hell ain't Kenyon Green.
Bobby Brown was, I was like, man, I thought Aaron Donald retired. Oh, no, that's Bobby Brown.
That's Bobby Brown.
The third.
You want to know the idiot that you host with right here?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you know what? I want to go find out Bobby Brown's background. You know, the football player from yesterday. So I just Google Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And all the and obviously everything coming up is Bobby Brown, the singer. I'm like, yeah, maybe
time,
I should have put Rams in or something.
If they put the Texans in the NFC West, he'll be more household name.
That's
names
true.
And,
he'll pass him. Yeah.
So yeah, this is what happened yesterday though too was Laremy Tunsil played like the first couple team periods and then he came out.
Yeah.
And they had Sharp in there at left tackle at one point. Yeah. They had Kendrick Green at left guard. Tytus Howard didn't go the whole practice. I think that was by design. I think the product was worse than what you'll see in an actual game. But I Kenyon Green got beat pretty bad one time. Laremy Tunsil didn't look Laremy Tunsil's going to get beat here and there, but I think he's still working his way into regular season shape.
Yeah.
So I'm not panicking about the offensive line. But I'm like, they need to get better. I don't like, I'm kind of, I understand why they might not play on Saturday, tomorrow, but there's part of me that's like, no, you guys got to get your crap together and you need to get out there. You know, these other guys who are starters, like they've shown enough.
They've
you guys
it.
Need to get it together. You need some time. You need some time in this system.
Bobby Brown and Aggie, of course, he's another one.
The singer?
No, that would be something.
Yeah.
Fourth round pick. Yeah, it's not just like, the second and third, like Kyron Williams was a fifth round pick. He had 1,300 yards rushing last year. Puka Nacua was a fifth round pick.
Yeah, that's right.
It was crazy. I saw a video of CJ walking up to Cooper Kupp at practice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, go find Puka, man. If you're going to start recruiting wide receivers, go get the young guy.
I saw one with him dapping up Puka.
He was?
At some point.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't see that. All
yeah,
right.
I thought, unless I'm, maybe I dreamed that. But also Sean McVay was walking with CJ chatting.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. Get to that. He was giving a little advice.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So what? So you got to talk to some old friends yesterday.
I saw Les Snead,
yep.
Who was a scout, one of the members of the scouting staff that drafted me back in the day. And then I had some more interactions with him in my career. But it was cool because I talked to him about a few things, but also just like the way the work environment has changed in the NFL. Like he said, the biggest difference is. For one, because I started talking about sleep. I saw he was wearing one of those
Aura rings.
The Aura rings, yeah. So we were talking about sleep in general. Because he was always a guy kind of like Sean McVay that would he'd wake up at 3 a.m. and be like, well, might as well go to work, you know. And, you know, now he forces himself to stay in bed. But he said the biggest difference is that guys, like, there's still an extreme work culture. But in the old days, it used to be a lot of, man, coaches would get in and they would sit around and they would waste so much time. Like, he might walk into a position coach's office at some point and he's playing solitaire on his computer or whatever. They're just sitting around BS and telling old stories. Part of that was because you had to wait for time for the film to get processed.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, now there was a lag time. Yeah, yeah, like you'd have to wait for the film to get all
developed. Because
they're dubbing this stuff on Betamax. That's literally true. It was beta, not VHS.
Yeah.
Better quality. And and like, so there was a lot of wasted time, to where now teams are just way more efficient. So they get in, they like work their butts off, but they don't have to sit around waiting as much and BSing. But it was cool. And he sat and he chatted for a while. I was like, hey, man, you got to get back to work.
Did any of our listeners heckle him?
No. Oh, that's right. That's right. I had asked any of our listeners if they had recognized Les Snead, to give him a hard time about the fact that he took me, when I visited Jacksonville before the draft, he took me to a cheap taco place instead of a nice dinner. And I was like,
did you bring that up with him?
Yeah, I was like, you know, my co-host mentioned you probably had like $100 allowance for it and you just pocketed the rest. He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really? Yeah. Love that.
I don't know if he's joking or not, but that's, I was like, funny. Yeah.
That's funny.
No, I told him just so in case he get harassed. Oh, you know what? He said he was going to listen to the show today, but I never sent him a link to the. I should send him to YouTube. That'll be easier.
Let's get Les Snead on board.
Yeah, and then
Fred Taylor, you ran into.
I ran into Fred Taylor. I talked to Fred Taylor a little bit about Dameon Pierce.
What'd he say?
Because, well, he hadn't really watched Dameon in the preseason at all yet. But, you know,
fellow Florida
Fred
guy.
Fred Taylor went to Florida. Yeah. Dameon went to Florida. Obviously, Fred Taylor knows Dameon Pierce and likes him a lot. So we kind of we were talking about just running backs, and sometimes when you get in your head in a game and you're starting to think instead of, and Fred was talking about how, you know, back when he practiced, he was very meticulous, and we were talking about how sometimes guys that are really meticulous in practice and you're trying to really refine things, you don't practice nearly as well as them when you go to the game and you just let it go. And Fred ended up having to leave to go get their interview with Tank Dell set up. But I think where he was headed with it is, you know, that, you know, maybe Dameon just needs to really just, he's got to let go in the games. And he's just got to just let the game come to him.
Because
it looks like he's thinking his way through out there. What I wonder is if maybe, especially because he's uncomfortable in the outside zone, that it flows into everything else. So that even when they're running the non-outside zone plays, he's just still in his head. He's thinking everything through.
Yeah. Yeah, it almost sounds like Damian's the opposite of Fred Taylor.
Right.
He's letting it rip
now,
in practice.
Now,
yeah, yeah.
In a much more simplified offensive system in 2022, I think he was just letting it rip.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as I'm watching the Rams, you know, the Rams aren't an outside zone running team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are a much better fit for Dameon Pierce. I'd just because of that, and because these things happen where guys have time to chat with each other from both teams, and the Texans have had a couple of Rams related. One trade for Skronik. They brought in Cam Akers is a better fit here now.
Yeah.
Because the Texans are an outside zone team.
Right.
He wasn't a fit with the Rams anymore. I would not be like surprised or blown away if all of a sudden there was a Dameon Pierce trade to the Rams just because of proximity and fit.
Okay, let's get to headlines. Astros, they win last night, 9 straight road wins. We'll get to that. They got somebody fired yesterday as well. We'll get more Texans. And the Thursday night football game last night, super important for the Houston Texans. We'll get to that and a whole lot more in headlines next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.